Hello everyone. We start with our first batch of news items with a food theme. A one in a million opportunity for a local band saw them feature in a burger chain's advert in the USA. City folk have probably seen Ethan, Matt, Liam and Paul of the High Points busking on the streets of Norwich. About a year ago, they were unexpectedly contacted by international fast food chain Wendy's, asking if it could use one of their songs for a breakfast deal advert. While not completely sure how Wendy's came across the song, Taking My Time, they believe it may have been due to a TikTok video that had racked up a lot of views across the pond. Vocalist and lead guitarist Ethan Keane-Soper said, "It's a one in a million chance." They said it was the first time they'd ever done this sort of deal with an unsigned band, so it was just that the stars were aligned and they loved the music and happened to find us at the right time. We're super grateful that it happened. We feel blessed to have had our song played all over America on TV and radio.
Bernard Matthews has closed its Norfolk headquarters after 70 years. The poultry producer has been based at Great Witchingham since 1955, and more than 600 people are currently employed there. Last year, Bernard Matthews reported losses of £10 million. Meanwhile, in 2022, it reported losses of £25 million. In January, bosses confessed the site was no longer commercially viable, despite investment and efforts to secure more business. Two-thirds of the workforce is being redeployed to other locations. Bernard Matthews also operates in Attleborough and Thetford in Norfolk, and Holton, Flixton and Eye in Suffolk. It is currently unknown which sites staff have been sent to, with the final day of production at the site on the 28th of March. Bernard Matthews has become synonymous with Norfolk through the years, even incorporating its founder's thick Norfolk accent into its advertising with the "beautiful" slogan from the 1980s.
Council leaders have revealed £47 million has been spent on a Norfolk road which might never be built, but insist that will not put the authority at risk of bankruptcy. Conservative leaders at Norfolk County Council still hope the Norwich Western Link will be constructed, despite new guidance from Natural England around safeguarding bats, which has thrown the £274 million project into major doubt. Barbersville bats, which live in woodland along the route of the proposed road, are protected by law in the UK, and a special licence is needed from Natural England to do anything which might disturb or harm them. But Andrew Jameson, the county's deputy leader and cabinet member for finance, said he was confident that in the worst-case scenario of the 3.9-mile road not being built, the council would not find itself in severe financial trouble. However, political opponents do not share his bullishness in terms of the road going ahead or the impact of the council's finances if it does not. Mr. Jameson said around £47 million had been spent on the project, which would connect the Norwich Northern Distributor Road to the A47 west of Norwich. That includes fees on designers and engineers, as well as the purchase of land. But Stephen Morphew, leader of the Labour group at County Hall, which has opposed the road, said he was not convinced the council would avoid a financial hit if it is not built.
A Norfolk farm is screening a new documentary which echoes the farmer's own commitment to regenerative agriculture to improve soil health and food sustainability. Eves Hill Farm near Reefham will host a community screening of 6 inches of soil on April the 26th. The film is billed as an inspiring story of three young British farmers standing up against the industrial food system and transforming the way they produce food to heal the soil, our health, and provide for local communities.
An initiative to combat homelessness in the east of England has assisted nearly 20,000 people. Hopestead, a homelessness charity under the Flagship Group, has distributed more than £300,000 to multiple charities through its Hope Fund scheme since its launch in 2021. Representatives from 12 organisations that benefited from round three of funding came together at the Feed in Waterloo Park in Norwich to share their ideas and experiences. Marie-Claire Delbrouck, Homestead's CEO, said, "At Homestead, we believe that everyone deserves a place to call home. We know that the journey towards ending homelessness is not an easy one, but we can make a difference by working together. That's why events like this are so important. It's a chance to build stronger partnerships, talk about the issues we're facing, and look for solutions." Among the workshop participants were the King's Lynn Night Shelter, Norfolk Community Law Service, The Feed, Mid Suffolk and East Suffolk Citizens Advice Bureau branches, the Ipswich Housing Association Group, the Horticultural Industry Scheme, the New Meaning Foundation, the Selig Suffolk Trust, and YMCA Norfolk also took part.